This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Wednesday.
And it's going to be a fun Wednesday. My buddy Raheem Kassam, we're good friends. I forgot how to say his name. My buddy Raheem Kassam is coming on an hour and a half from now. He's the one who's actually looked at the Hunter Biden laptop story. And before I get into everything else out of here, look, we're going everywhere from Fox News to the CDC to gross teachers. We're doing an email roundup to trash found on a New Jersey beach. And we're going to be all over the map tonight, I promise. But before we do that, there's something out there that's happening. And this is what it is. You're going to start seeing this, I believe, more and more. What you're seeing is the media is starting to report on the Hunter Biden laptop thing. This is not something they have done before. The media, even outlets like CNN, are starting to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop thing. Washington Post, there's no bigger rag in the country, besides maybe the New York Times, than the Washington Post. They're reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. Why? I mean, you tune into CNN at night, you know what you're normally expecting. Not that I think you're ever tuning in, but you're not expecting this.
Well, Brianna, this is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. We are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. They're talking to witnesses, they're bringing people into the grand jury, they're issuing subpoenas, and I would expect, as Evan reported, they're now gaining steam and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Okay, you heard it. You're seeing it everywhere now. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, a little outside of the norm, is it not? You have these communist rags. They make their living running interference for the Democrats in this country and blasting Republicans. Why is it? I mean, this is all taking place in 24, 48 hours. They're now all going after them. Tell you what, hang on to that for a moment. I want you to listen to something else. And this is going to sound totally unrelated, but I want you to pay attention to this. I'm about to play you some audio of a man you know by now by the name of Klaus Schwab. He's the head of the World Economic Forum, that big group of politicians, Republican and Democrat, billionaires, people from all around the world who are trying to destroy Western civilization so they can remake it into a communist utopia with them in charge of everything. And Klaus Schwab today came out and said this.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
Okay, that's some dire warning stuff. Jesse, what are you talking about? What does that have to do with Hunter Biden's laptop? And I have a theory. Just a theory, but I have a theory. You see, this part is really the theory portion, but Joe Biden's not in charge. I mean, you know that. I know that. Everyone knows that. He's look, many presidents aren't really in charge because of the powers that surround them, but a half-functional 80-year-old man who can't complete sentences, Joe Biden isn't running anything. Joe Biden isn't walking into a meeting with his national security team or economic team and saying, Bob, sit down. Tom, you screwed that one up. Don't let it happen again or you're fired. Hey, bring me some coffee, Alice. He's wandering in there. Hey, can I have some tapioca before we get started? Oh, we don't have time? Okay. Joe Biden's not in charge. The powers that be are in charge. Other major Democrats like Nancy Pelosi. Billionaires, definitely the big tech guys. Guys like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. They're the ones who are actually in charge. And remember, they all have the same goal. The World Economic Forum goal. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang on for a second. All your cultural leaders have what? What three things in common? Everyone knows by now. No love of country. That's one. Oftentimes they hate the country, but no love of country. Two, no connection to the real world. Right from fancy Ivy League schools to fancy jobs. They don't have any idea how real people live. They don't know what your life is like driving a forklift on Staten Island. They have no idea. And three, an ironclad belief that they should rule over you as kings and queens. This limits on Western power, on the power of governments in Western society. They look on that with such disdain. They don't believe their power should be limited. And look, if you were to sit these people down and genuinely psychologize them, they really honestly believe, this is not an uncommon way of thinking either historically, that they are of a higher class, that they are simply mind-wise and otherwise, they're higher than you. They should rule over you. That's what they believe. Now, what does any of that have to do with Hunter Biden's laptop or the New York Times or CNN or the Washington Post or any of that stuff? Hear me out. This is my theory portion. My theory is this. Joe Biden, puppet president, has been useful. He's been very useful because remember, their goal is the destruction of the West. Once the West has been totally destroyed, then it can be rebuilt into their communist utopia they've always wanted with them in charge. Their goal is the destruction of the West. And Joe Biden has been extremely awesome for that right now. You don't believe me? Go fill up your car with gas. Joe Biden's been really good at destroying the West. He has. So what's my deal? I think they want Joe Biden gone. I think orders have been given that Joe Biden has officially exceeded, outlived, whatever word you want to put on it. Joe Biden's no longer useful. He has outlived his usefulness. He is now, because of his blunder after blunder after blunder after blunder, not just on the world stage, but just here at home, he has become such a liability that they are looking at the same poll numbers I'm looking at, the same ones you see in the news every single day, and they have decided, look, I know the backup is dome, and I mean, obviously, no one wants this. And they don't want that either. And they don't want Rear Admiral Buttigieg either. Even if they do, they don't think they can get through a primary. But Joe Biden officially hurts the cause now. Remember, the loyalty is never to Joe Biden. It's not really to the Democratic Party per se. The loyalty these people have is to the destruction of Western civilization. The Democratic Party has turned out to be an excellent vehicle for that. But that's their goal. Their goal is destruction. And the second you stop being useful to that goal, they will find a way to rid themselves of you. This goes way beyond a nasty article about Joe and Hunter in the New York Times. It goes way beyond the CNN clip I played. It goes way beyond the Washington Post. The audio sucks, so I can't play this for you. But Joe Biden, of course, got his second booster up there today. Man, this vaccine, got to get more shots than Sonny Corleone to get this thing to work. But either way, Joe Biden got a second booster up there today, and this is normal. You remember what the media has done for the last 2 years. Oh, yes, vaccines, boosters. Well, Joe Biden does another one of these public. Of course, you have to get injected in public with everything now. And he goes out and does one of these public relations things today. Well, he takes off his shirt or takes off his sport coat and rolls up his sleeve to get his shot. And he walks over there. He kind of ambles over there, you know, like Joe does. And the media starts shouting at him. And they're not asking him about coronavirus. And they're not asking him about boosters and vaccines. They're not doing the, tell us why you're so wonderful, Joe. They're not doing that. They're shouting at him about Russia. They're shouting at him about inflation. They're treating Joe Biden like a Republican? Why would that be happening? The media does not treat Democrats like Republicans. That's not exactly news. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice knows that. Everyone knows how, I mean, they're beyond biased, how flat out hostile they are to you and to me. Why would they be hostile to Joe Biden? And why would all these things be happening over the course of 24 to 48 hours? I say, this is my theory, I say marching orders have gone out and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. And you remember how I predicted Fauci would retire before the end of the year? Go ahead and write it down, fellas. Joe Biden's gone after the midterms. Mark my words, once the midterms are done, he'll resign, you know, medical reasons or something like that. They'll be carting poor Joe out the back of the White House and shipping him off to Delaware. All right, we got a great show for you tonight. Obviously, I understand there's always the burden of inflation that I just brought up. And it's intentional, right? They want you poorer because misery is where these people rise. But listen. You can't do anything about the value of the dollar. I can't do anything about the value of the dollar. All we can do is protect ourselves. Just give Oxford Gold Group a call, please, and get some gold delivered to your house. It's, believe me, I know that can be intimidating when you're calling this gold company. Are they going to be rude or pushy? What if I'm not buying enough gold? They couldn't possibly be any more laid back or easy to work with. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They will take special care of you. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Is that Eddie Money? It is Eddie Money. And, you know, Eddie Money had some underrated jams. Didn't he die? I hope he didn't die. Did he die? Oh, I liked Eddie Money. Walk on Water, underrated jam from Eddie. It is, Chris. Remember, about an hour and 15 minutes from now, my buddy Raheem Kassam with the National Pulse is going to come on the show. Remember, Raheem Kassam has actually sat down in front of Hunter Biden's laptop. And now that Hunter Biden's laptop is all in the news, this is all the rage that everyone's acting like it's breaking news. Whoa, this laptop looks terrible. Yeah, everyone knew about this laptop 2 years ago. You all covered it up to elect Joe. So again, back to what I was saying. Why are they bringing all this up now? In case you missed it in the opening. I say the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, all these people are getting mad at Joe and bringing up Hunter Biden's laptop now because I say this is just my theory. They are done with Papa Joe. He's officially a liability, and they want him gone. In case you don't remember, this is Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, saying the quiet part out loud about their plans.
The young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young noble leaders of the World Economic Forum. We penetrate the cabinets.
The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? Take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
The next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner, and it is the climate crisis.
the cabinets. Penetrate the cabinets. I say the powers that be who really run the West now, definitely run America. I say they are done with Joe Biden. And that's why you're seeing new outright hostility towards him and Hunter. I say they've seen the poll numbers. They've officially decided Joe Biden hurts more than he helps. That's my theory. Now, we're going to do a massive email roundup tonight because they came pouring in after last night's show. Apparently, I was just awesome last night. What, Chris? Why was? Apparently, I was. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com if you want. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Or if you missed last night's show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We talked a lot about Disney last night and teachers and how aggressive they're being, pushing this filth onto students. And this guy writes in, he says, Jesse, it's actually legal in New York for a teacher to inform, it's actually illegal in New York for a teacher to inform a parent of homosexuality or transgender. A student can identify and use a different name with a teacher slash school and no parent knowledge. Now, I want you to wrap your mind around that. How could that be? What have I told you again and again and again is the actual goal of pushing all this filth onto children? What have I told you again and again and again? It is not to, oh, they want to turn them all gay. No, that's not the actual goal. The actual goal is to break them. Not just break them mentally. Their goal is to break them away from you. They must destroy the family unit. From the dawn of communism till now, the breakup of the family unit is a critical part of it. They must break religion. Remember, communists have crucified priests on the altars in many countries around the world. They must break up the religion of the nation. They must break up the family unit of the nation. Mao was crucifying Buddhist monks. You must break the religious foundation of a country and break the family unit. Because until you break those two things, people will inevitably cling to those things and be loyal to those things first before they'll be loyal to you. I'll say it another way. If you have a 7-8-year-old boy, girl, doesn't matter, 7-8-year-old child, and that child has parents who have taught that child manners, that child's the type who maybe bend over and pick up a piece of litter and throw it in the trash can. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Child reads. Child has discussions about things with their parents, right and wrong, good and bad. Mom, dad at home. What are the chances that child is going to turn out to be, in the minds of the communists, a political enemy? Chances are really strong, aren't they? That's not a guarantee. You never know. Child may go off to university and turn into a nutball, but a child in a stable family who's taught the lessons of life, taught right from wrong, has a good chance of growing up to be the enemy of the communists. In New York, you have a child like that. That there's a good chance that child's going to grow up and, man, might not even vote Democrat. Uh-oh. But let's take some of the insanity we see out there right now. Let's say you have that 7-8-9-year-old boy or girl. And let's say that boy or girl.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Let's say you can confuse them. Maybe they don't know, even know which gender they are. My goodness, maybe if you're lucky, you can get them into a doctor and he'll start chopping pieces off of them. Maybe start injecting them with new hormones. I mean, flat out medical experimentation on your child. Now, let's say you have a 7, 8, 9-year-old boy or girl that doesn't even know what gender they are, doesn't know which way is up. What are the chances that child's going to turn out to be a political enemy of the communists? Well, zero. We all know what's going to happen there. The child will suffer endless mental illness, anxiety, depression, until that boy or girl inevitably overdoses by the age of 25. But until that time, that child will be a loyal foot soldier to the communists. That's the goal. The goal isn't necessarily to turn them gay, turn them transgender. The goal is to break them, because a broken child becomes a loyal foot soldier one day. And on that sunny note, we're going to change the subject and go to some emails, all right? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. AC/DC's Underrated. Underrated. What's the name of that song, Chris? Let's Get It Up. That's a great email for a song. Quit, Chris. Stop. Let's get back to the serious issues like fake eyeballs. No, we're going to talk about the CDC here in just a second and what they pulled and what a big, big, big deal it is. And an hour from now, we have my friend Raheem Kassam. He's going to come on, talk to us about the right and the Hunter Biden laptop. I'm going to run my crazy theory by him about how they're done with Joe Biden. And we're going to hear what Raheem has to say about that. But before I get to the CDC and all this other stuff, I did want to bring this up because there's a headline from the AP that said there were things like braces and a fake eyeball and also some pills. Well, I'm not going to go into the details of it. It's a family show. They were found on a New Jersey beach. And the thing that blows me away is they act like this is surprising. Isn't that part of the appeal of a New Jersey beach? It's a New Jersey beach. Look, there's no judgment here. I live down in the Houston area. And close to Houston is Galveston, Texas. And Galveston is a beach town. But I really need to stretch this or stress this. It's not the Bahamas, all right? It is not some sparkling white sand beach you're going to find in Florida somewhere. Galveston is a dirty beach town. It's a dirty... No, Chris, don't try to defend it, Chris. It's in the bad part of the Gulf of Mexico. The water isn't clear. It's a dirty beach town. The houses are dirty. The restaurants are dirty. It's a dirty place, and it's fantastic, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I like fancy beach towns. They're a little bit more expensive, but I like fancy beach towns. But dirty beach towns are fun too. It's a New Jersey beach. I'd be disappointed if I went to New Jersey and didn't find a fake eyeball. I want fake eyeballs. It's a New Jersey beach. You're not going to the Cayman Islands. I just had to get that off my chest before we get to this. And I'm going to get to some emails here. I am. I'm going to focus on some emails, but there's something we have to talk about the reckoning. We're never going to stop bringing up the fact there must be a reckoning in this country for what was done to you and me and a bunch of people in this nation for the last 2 years. I'm talking about the criminal coronavirus things we did in this country. Putting people out of business, causing substance abuse, suicides, depression, causing all this inflation we see now. Just the things we did to kids. We cannot let them get away with it, especially because so many of them did these things on purpose. I saw this headline today, and I about blew a gasket. Republicans expose uncommon CDC teachers union ties on the COVID-19 school reopening guidance. Hang with me for a second. You know, I don't read a bunch of articles on the show. I don't like doing that. But pay attention. Republican lawmakers who sit on the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis are releasing a report Wednesday. That's today, breaking news. Revealing a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, official's testimony claiming that the agency coordinated with the teachers' unions at an extraordinary level in crafting its school reopening guidance, despite the agency's earlier claims that such coordination was routine and non-political. In the interim report exclusively reviewed by Fox News Digital, Republicans wrote that emails between the American Federation of Teachers, that's the AFT, and the White House and the CDC showed that the AFT's, quote, cozy relationship with the Biden administration's political leadership at the CDC positioned the union to impose line-by-line edits to the reopening guidance, despite the CDC's, quote, past practice to keep draft guidance confidential. Now, why am I upset? Why am I raising my voice? I don't do that a lot on the show. You know, I don't do a lot of yelling and screaming radio. I just don't like it. But let's make sure we understand what's at stake here. Do you remember the show I did? In fact, I think I'm going to do another one here soon about the ways you were abused during coronavirus. And do you remember when I opened up the phone lines that night, not just the emails people wrote in, but when you remember when I opened up the phone lines that night, do you remember how many parents called in and broke down in tears on the phone because of their children deteriorating in various ways over the last 2 years? Why did that happen? That happened because schools across the country, public and private, they follow the CDC guidance. They followed CDC guidance on masking, on schooling kids from home. And if that CDC guidance was all political, if that CDC guidance was put in there by the teachers' unions, I don't want to hear about hearings. I don't want to hear about congressional subcommittees. I don't want to hear about possible resignations. I don't want to hear about people getting fired. Someone has to go to prison for that. We are talking about the mental health of a nation of children. Children who we say we're supposedly supposed to protect in this country. You know, they're not just little people. They're innocent, wonderful little people, and we should be man enough to step up and fight for them and punish people for them. If it is really revealed that the Center for Disease Control gave its guidelines based on what the teachers' unions wanted, then someone has to go to prison. I don't mean probation. I don't mean a little trial here, and then you throw the book at the mail clerk and everyone else gets off. Find me the people with names who were responsible, whether it's Rochelle Walensky or any of them. Find me the people who were responsible for abusing children at the government level. Put them on public trial so we can all watch it and throw them in Fort Leavenworth for the next 50 years. That has to be done. That's not just me trying to be outlandish on something. If we don't do that, if there's not a public reckoning, if there's not a reckoning for the people who have abused this country, then what's going to happen is there's going to be another crisis. I promise you there is, because that's life. There's always another one. It might even be a real one next time, or maybe it'll be a fake one. I don't know. But I promise you another one's coming. And when another one comes, the people who are in charge at these various agencies, if they're not afraid to lie and abuse you again, then they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again and again and again and again. They're going to do it without end. There is no incentive for them to stop if there's never a reckoning. There's simply not. If you're the head of the CDC and you coordinated with the Democrat pals at the teachers' union to make sure kids were staying at home when they didn't have to stay at home, if you're that person and you know you mentally abused children across the country for 2 years and you get off scot-free, you'll do it again next time. But if you're that person and you find yourself on NBC News 5 months from now in a public trial and you're facing decades in the federal penitentiary, I promise you one thing, the next guy won't. the next guy will take that letter from the teachers union and crumple it up in a ball and throw it in the trash. We must have a reckoning, not out of revenge, so they can never do this to us ever again. All right. I accidentally went long there, Chris. I went long there. We're going to talk about emails. You have a lot of emails on your mind. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to that here in a second. Before we get to that, though, do you have a timeshare? If you have a timeshare, I'm sorry to say this, you're probably stuck in it, or you have been stuck in it. You know, those endless annual fees, the special assessments, the annual fees in some cases that have nearly doubled, by the way, and you're probably frustrated. I hear this story all the time. I'm so frustrated, I can't get out. I had no idea. No one knows. No one reads that kind of fine print that you're never allowed to get out of it. That's the bad news. The good news is Lone Star Transfer is here to get you out of it. Lone Star Transfer is a family company. 16,000 owners have gotten out of their timeshare, legally and permanently. We're not talking about some scam here. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And that will give you a free, no-obligation consultation. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Chris, I can't believe they're mad because they found some fake eyeballs on a New Jersey beach. It's a New Jersey beach, man. that's part of the glory of it. I'm sure there's fake eyelashes. I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff in that New Jersey sand you don't want to know about. You know what I was thinking about today? I don't know why I was thinking about this, but as we're talking about tonight, if you missed it, I was talking at the beginning of the show about all this Hunter Biden laptop stuff coming up now, and how I think the reason CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, all these reporters, why they're all going after them so hard now is I think they want Joe Biden gone. Again, this was CNN.
Well, Brianna, this is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. We are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. They're talking to witnesses. They're bringing people into the grand jury. They're issuing subpoenas. And I would expect, as Evan reported, they're now gaining steam and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Okay, that's CNN. What? Where's that coming from? Well, remember, I'm saying Joe Biden has officially, this is my theory. It's just a theory, okay? I say Joe Biden has become such a liability, they want him gone. And that brought me back. Do you remember, a lot of people forget about this because there's so much bad news every day. Do you remember after Afghanistan collapsed and then 13 of our guys died, Joe Biden got him killed, and then we drone striked an innocent family of 10, killing 7 kids, and it was just an international embarrassment. Do you remember when Joe Biden got up to the podium? I don't think I'll ever forget this, and a lot of people have forgotten about it, so I'm going to play it for you, and I want you to understand something. We did not edit this, so these brutal silences and things like that, I'm leaving them in there. This is the President of the United States of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, they gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
What? All right, that's enough. Let's get to some emails. That's enough ugliness for tonight. Hello, Vice President of Menu Whispering. Hold on. I am the number one menu whisperer. I don't have vice presidents. I mean, if Kamala wants to be, quit, Chris. That's enough. Listening to today's show on how teachers who want to talk about sexual orientation need to go to prison, he says, totally agree, led me to a topic I've been thinking about for a while. My girlfriend is a teacher in a conservative Midwestern state where the speculation is the legislature will pass a bill similar to that of Iowa, where the classroom will be on a constant stream for parents to watch, as well as a bill that they will need to have their entire curriculum up by July 1st or something like that. I bring this up because she had mentioned a number of things that mechanically make this extremely difficult. As a side, she is a conservative, is against teaching kids any of this garbage, so I totally believe her when she says this is extreme and will make her job much harder. That being said, I still think it's worth it. There will be good people with other options who inevitably leave, but the pushing out and exposing of the number of pedophiles or pedophile-adjacent teachers will be a massive win in the long term. As an add to your marching teachers off to jail, what about the public health directors who inflicted pain on businesses? They deserve the inside of a cell too. Well, I just went over that with the CDC, but this leads me to a broader discussion here. Teachers. I have long said this. Teachers, they're just like doctors and just like generals. And this is why. Overall, most of them suck. They're very, very average. However, one good one can change your life. If you've ever had one great teacher, that person can change your life. One great doctor, useless as many of them are, it can change your life. One great general can change the world. This one great one can change your life. And my heart goes out to, I know we have so many teachers who listen to the show, the good teachers who are trying to do right out there and trying to push good things onto children, and how they are now going to get caught up in this anti-teacher storm as the communist teachers expose themselves and people on the right get justifiably angry and get more and more and more aggressive. You know, kids are still wearing masks in schools in New York City. Do you know that? There are schools in New York City where kids are still wearing masks. And so people see that and they blast the teachers and they blast the teachers union. And that sucks. It genuinely sucks because a great teacher is precious. If you're a great teacher, please keep teaching. We need you there. However, in general, this very much applies to this argument. In general, we're dealing with things right now in this country that have taken root, and they've been taking root for years. Years. You ever see the aftermath of a hurricane or a tornado? Maybe a tornado blows through Oklahoma or a hurricane blows through South Carolina or something like that. And you undoubtedly see the news footage because the news loves that kind of carnage footage all the time. And you inevitably see a gigantic tree blown over. And what do you see? Is the tree just laying there? No, there's all this earth ripped up around it. Sometimes if it's in a lawn or something like that, the lawn is basically gone. The tree tipped over and the lawn got ripped up with it. Once something has grown deep roots, in order to remove that something, it is inevitable you're going to tear out some good with the bad. I don't like that. I think that sucks. It's grossly unjust, and it's terrible, and I don't want it to be that way. Nevertheless, that is the way it is. If we're going to remove the communists from the cultural institutions, well, that's good. We have to in order to save the country. But understand, they've been working their way through these institutions for years, decades. They have deep roots. There are going to be people caught up in that removal who shouldn't be, but they are. And I know that's a harsh truth, but it is the truth. I don't like it, but it's the way it's going to be. Are there some wonderful teachers out there who are going to be stuck with a camera in their face in the classroom now? You bet. That sucks. That's the way it goes. All right, we're going to continue on with a bunch of email roundup and stuff like that tonight. Before we get to that, I did get to this email, though. Jesse, enjoy your show. What is the name of the pepper ball gun that you advertise on your show? I always hear it when I am driving, but I forget the name before I get home. Thanks, John. thanks, John. Anyway, it's called Hero Gun, man. Chris, I think we need to get something where we get a list of the companies that advertise on the show and get them up on the website or something like that so people can find it. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. It will stop an attacker. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. Anyone can use it. It's got a laser sight on it. Doesn't matter if you've never held a weapon. Hero Gun. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? State restrictions may apply.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.